So we continue today in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the Manin El Mishnah is Malei Zekano Mipnei Kavod HaTzibor. So one should only appoint a Shliach Tzibor, ultimately someone who has a complete beard, because out of Kavod HaTzibor, out of honor and respect for the congregation. But again, on a temporary basis, even someone, again, who does not have a full beard, literally means a person has reached the age of maturation, then they're permitted to go ahead and daven for the amud. And again, as long as that this particular case is someone, again, who is either going to go ahead and shalo yismana mi piat tzibor, or mi pi shliach tzibor mano salahak yalav mispala ba'adol li'itim yiduim. As long as this person ultimately, again, is not officially appointed, either officially appointed by the tzibor or officially appointed by the shliach tzibor to daven as a replacement. So the idea over here is that this person who does not have a beard could daven, but could really only daven in under very limited circumstances. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, HaTzibor, Ve'ein HaTzibor Yechol Limcho Akvod Dan Bazes. This is actually quite interesting. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the tzibor cannot be mekel. Right, the tzibor ultimately cannot be lenient, ultimately, again, in something like this. Now, it's interesting to note over here is that in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in the Dirshu footnote, he says, "V'makom sherubim kekulon es malei zekanam." If you have a situation where most people don't have beards, he gives the example like in a yeshiva ketana, in a yeshiva of younger men or younger boys. So in this case, interestingly enough, where it's not that tzibor generally has beard, therefore you could even be meman, you could even appoint a shliach tzibor who doesn't have a beard. It would appear based on this that halacha lemaisa, if you're in a place where the majority of people in general don't have beards, so then halacha lemaisa, it wouldn't be a lack of kavarat tzibor for the shliach tzibor not to have a beard. The idea behind here is that the shliach tzibor should be at least as outwardly religious as the other members of the tzibor. But if, again, if the tzibor in general does not go ahead and have a beard, then again, it would not be a problem for the shliach tzibor either. So he goes on, ba'akroi chav dalet kozeh b'shaimos hashana, ava b'ta'anios u'berash hashana b'yom kippurim afilo ba'akroi imoridim afilo mishalon ismali zekano, ve'gam bazeh in lahakel afilo ayedeh mechila sa tzibor. So the idea is if you have a shliach tzibor who doesn't have a beard, he could daven occasionally, but however, that's only on days that are not Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then ultimately, again, the shliach tzibor should go ahead and always have a beard, and you shouldn't even use someone who doesn't have a beard, even just to daven part of the time. Remember again, when the Mish Shulchan Aruch says two hairs, it's referring to physical maturation. Therefore, the idea being over here that the Shliach Tzibor has to be at least a minimum of 13 years old. So Mishnah Berurah says again, we don't actually have to inspect about the presence of those two hairs, but the mice, we assume that once a young man turns 13 years old, that he has the physical signs of physical maturation as well. He has making a physical maturation as well, and therefore he could daven for the amud again periodically, not in a kavua, not in an established fashion, but periodically. Yiduim chavav. So remember, what the shliach tzibor can't do is the shliach tzibor can't appoint a backup shliach tzibor who, let's say, does not have a beard, if that person is going to daven at regular intervals. So it's an interesting discussion over here. So everyone agrees that the shliach tzibor cannot go ahead, let's say you have a regular shliach tzibor, he can't appoint someone else to fill in for him on a regular basis. So let's say he wants to take off Tuesdays, so he can't go ahead and appoint another shliach tzibor who does not have a beard to go ahead and daven on his behalf. The question becomes, could the tzibur go ahead and appoint a backup, a shliach tzibur, in the event that the regular chazan doesn't show up, this person will go up to the amid and daven for the amid. So the question is if that's called a regular appointment or not. So the first opinion of Mishnah Berurah says, since it's possible that the backup will never daven, since the chazan may show up all the time, then lemaisa, again, it's not called an established appointment. On the other hand, the second opinion of the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that since there is this arrangement by definition makes that backup shliach tzibur kavua, makes the backup shliach tzibur a little bit more established, and that would be a problem because, again, he is without a beard. The idea over here is, and this is not, you know, it might sound strange that we're placing such an emphasis on the beard, but the idea is the shliach tzibur has to be someone who is respected by the entire kehila. And as such, in the same way that we spoke about his spiritual qualities, we also want to make sure that he possesses the external trappings of proper piety as well. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, Sif Zayin. Emein shami sheodea lihios shliach tzibur kiim ben yud gimel shana biyom echad, mutav shehu shliach tzibur shebatel mishloa kedusha v'kaddish. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if there's no one in the shul who knows how to be the shliach tzibur except for a 13-year-old boy, 13 years old in one day, it is better that he should be the shliach tzibur than to go ahead and to negate the recitation of Kaddish and Kiddusha. So the Mishnah, so Shulchan Aruch comments on this, and he says again in Sif Zayin, excuse me, no Mishnah Berurah here, just a straight statement by the Shulchan Aruch, Ches. So that Chalokah Ches. Mi she'ino bal zakan. If somebody does not have a beard, as long as he is old enough that he shaves, that it's clear that he could grow a beard if he wanted to, this is called a bearded individual. Hilchach ben esrim shana afabi she'in lo zakan mimananoso. Therefore, someone who's 20 years old, so even if he doesn't have a beard, we appoint him because we assume that at that age he could grow a full beard. Hago, v'chinim hayo lo zakan afilo mu'at. So too, if someone has a beard, but it's just a scraggly beard, a little beard, that's called his beard is filled out. And if he's 18 years old, then the bav, lemaisa, again, you could appoint him to daven for the amid. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, sifkon chavzayin she'in lo zakan. The figure says Hagram Sekhas Ovenberg Yidal Ayn Sham, Yetoli Dinzan Bidin Minoy Hasris Amavor Besiftes. So we'll see again, this is going to segue into the next halacha. Siftes, Soris, Yesh Omrim Shemurtalam Noso Imhu Ben Esrim. So a Soris, what is a Soris? Take a look at Sif Katan Chav Ches and Mishnah Berurah. The Hainu Shinirubo Simoni Soris. The ilav haki kevan shelo hevi shtei saros arminan adayin katanhu. So this asaris literally means someone who just does not exhibit signs of physical maturation. So if someone does not exhibit signs of physical maturation, by the time he reaches the age of 20, you are permitted to go ahead and appoint him as a shliach tzibur. What's the idea over here? He says, so if you take a look at halacha, at sif katan, it's Sifkon Chavtes. Actually, before Chavtes in Chavches, he says, "Umar Shal Bechulin Simin Memhei Kasev Shein Lemanoso Soris to Ginai Hu Letzibur." Interesting enough, the Marashal writes that one should not appoint a Soris. Ultimately, again, because it's a Ginai, it's not considered to be appropriate for the Tzibur. So let's see Halacha. So Ben Esrim. So he writes over here in the Mishnah Berurah, "The kodem afilu nirin bo simani saris balav haki lo yuchal lihios shatz afilu bakroi da adayin hu katan." That ultimately, again, even before this, if there were simani saris, if there were simanim that he was not going to develop physically, you'll be permitted to go ahead. You will not be permitted to establish him as a shliach tzibur, even bakroi, meaning even just on occasion, because he's still considered to be a katan. Halacha yud. So the Mishnah Berurah goes. The Shulchan Aruch goes on. Yesh lomo zuchus amakom moshenu again shaktan yardu lefnei ateva lispal tfilas arvus amasi shavasos. There is a limud zuchus, says the Shulchan Aruch, you could defend the custom of going ahead and in places to defend the custom ultimately of going ahead and establishing or having a katan daven for the amud on Mariv of Matzei Shabbos, writes the Mishnah Berurah, writes the Rama, excuse me, Haga, over makamo shelo nagu kein ein lekatan la'avar lefnei ateva afilo betfilas arvis. But in places where this is not the custom, the katan should not do so, even by mariv afilo higia lechla yud gimel shana biyom shabbos in lespala arvis shel shabbos dehari adayin ein lo yud gimel shana. Even if he reached the exact age of 13 years old on Shabbos, he still shouldn't daven mariv on Shabbos because he has not had a complete 13 years. Meaning, it should be 13 years and 1 day. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. What's happening? Sif cotton lamid tefilas arvis lefish in motzi nasrad min dechovason shere inan machzir nasat tefila rak sheomrim kadosh baruchu kadosh va'ot tamim achirim ayin lebeis yosef v'chol nitchak rak lekaim hamirag avabhu aso sovert einochom lechatzil lasos kein. So apparently, because there's no chazaras hashatz chazan's repetition in Shmona Esrei, so some had the custom to allow a katan to go ahead and some had the custom to go ahead and allow the katan to daven for the amid on Matzei Shabbos. However, again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it is better not to have this particular practice. So even though, again, the Mishnah Berurah is justifying the practice, that halacha lemaisa. If you have a katan, go ahead and daven mariv on Matzei Shabbos because there's no chazaras hashatz. Therefore, it's permitted. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that the shita of the mechaber, the position of the Shulchan Aruch, is lechatchila. It's better not to do this. But Matzei Shabbosos, hu adin arvis techol ala sheminog shenagu ba'osam akom asay Matzei Shabbosos. The truth is, it makes no difference whether he's davening mariv on a Matzei Shabbos or any other night, for that matter. The idea is there's no chazaras hashatz. But apparently, that was the minog in some communities that the katan would daven mariv dafka on Matzei Shabbos. Betfilas arvis. So Tfilas Arvis, again, in Halacha Lamed Beis, Mishum Barchu Sheba. Because ultimately, again, the issue over here is the Ramah comments, and he says that Makamo Shalom Nago Kein, Ein Lekatan La'avar Lefnei Ateva, Afilu B'Tfilas Arvis. That again, in places where they did not have this custom, so the Katan should not daven for the Amud, even by Mariv, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Tfilas Arvis, Mishum Baruch Hu Sheba. Because ultimately, there is still the recitation of Baruch Hu. V'adin Shalom Yifros HaShma Lefit Lemi Shalom Shama Baruch Hu B'Shachres Teve MS Barhu Nami Mitzvah Kolatibor the Shaman Shachris Varvis Vakatan Shin Chayev Inamozi Boze. So the Ramah quotes the opinion that says that it is not proper to have a katan Davin Baruchu, Davin Mariv, excuse me, on Matzei Shabbos or during the week, because Lemaisa, again, there is still Baruchu, meaning even though there's no Chazar Sashatz, there is still Baruchu, and therefore, again, a Katan should not do it. Dehare Adayin, Lamed Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah, Rotze Lomar, Bemekomo Shinoagin, Lespal Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'odio, Mishum Tov Sefer Shabbos, Mikomokom Hare Adayin, Lo Nishlamu, Lo Yud Gimel Shona, Ad Leil Shabbos, Shetov Sefer Shabbos, Eino Mor Le'inyan Shno Simei Hanar. This is actually an interesting case. He's talking about a situation over here where a boy is turning 13 on Shabbos, and they wanted him to daven Mariv on Shabbos night, but they were taking in Shabbos early. So as much as you could take in Shabbos early, at the end of the day, even though taking in Shabbos early does not change the calendrical reality of the day, and therefore the boy is not yet 13 years old. Aval, emispalo balayla arvis achar tesa kochavim. But if they are davening Mariv at night after nightfall, mutter leireid lifnei hateva, he would be permitted to go out and daven for the amid. Umash amar bechol makom yud gimel shanav yom echad lo shetarach yom echad yoser ela rotze lamar shetarach yud gimel shanim shlemos mi yom el yom laafuki chisar mikzah shos hilchach miad betchilasay l'nesmal shnosa v'havei gadol. So remember again, when we say you don't dafka need to be 13 years old in one day, but the idea is that we need a person to be 13 complete years. And therefore, again, technically speaking, at night, on the day of your calendrical 13th birthday, one is technically already speaking, considered to be a gadol. V'afilu nolad b'yom Rosh Hashanah kodem in hashmashos, na'aseh bar mitzvah b'tchilas la Rosh Hashanah shnas yedalet. So too, again, even if somebody was born Rosh Hashanah before Bein HaShemashos, he becomes a bar mitzvah literally at the beginning of the night of Rosh Hashanah. So halacha lemaisa, what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us is, again, although there was this custom in certain communities to have a katan daven mariv, nevertheless, This, and again, the logic behind that was that since there's no chazar sashatz, it shouldn't be a problem. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says this does not appear to, the Rama says, this does not appear to be the right minog, because even though there's no chazar sashatz, there is still the issue of baruch. But so we will stop over here for today. Emirat Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.